reckon we reduced it to 2 million in 23 based on the information that they presented last time. Now, I don't know whether, I guess my question is whether there's, you know, the values of these properties have gone up in any factor over the last few years from a sales perspective either. I don't know that the values have gone up particularly. So is there a reason to change our value?
Well, if they're not going to be able to do the process of the numbers, then...
Yeah, I mean, as I've said on the record here, I understand there is also a manpower issue with respect to the assessor's office. Some people don't understand that in the government, but there is a manpower issue, too. So, is there a motion on the floor? Does anybody want to make a motion on this? Jesse, you weren't here, but we put it at 2 million based on their information from last time.
Okay.
So, I mean, you've heard it here today. I don't know if anybody.
So, on issue on number 44, I'll make a motion to set it back where it was 2 years ago at 2 million.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'm going to abstain again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Should I just take my exhibits back, or do you want to?
Nope. I'm going to give it back to you. Tim, do you have other days you're going to be in here, I assume?
Yes. On the 10th, so I think a week from today, I'll be in. And then on the 21st,
okay.
I'll also be in.
Are those...
can we also get a copy of the financials that you brought to show? I need a copy that can go into my computer.
Are the rest of yours, do you have all nightly rentals or do you have more commercial stuff?
Most is nightly rentals, but I have three more strip malls. So I've got a strip mall here in Forsyth. I've got the Green Mountain strip mall, and then I've got the Branson Meadows Mall.
Okay.
Those are all more involved since they're much larger properties.
And we haven't seen those before.
That's right.
Okay, those are all different ones. Okay. Are those all on the same day, the strip malls?
No. The Branson Meadows Mall and the Forsyth one will be on July 21st.
Okay. Tim, are you still working on all those, or can you do them the same day? The reason I'm asking is I'm just trying to streamline some of this, especially with the nightly rentals. If you got all those, you might be able to just do those. I mean, if you want to make the appearance, I get it.
In one docket.
Oh, right. So I could do everything. I could take what I've got on the 10th and switch it to the 21st.
Okay.
I mean, from my perspective, it would work. I don't know how it works with step size.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to be helpful to all of us, I think. So I think it would be helpful to all of us. Anybody have any issue with that? Okay,
no.
Well, that's a scheduling thing. I'll let you get with Stephanie on that.
Is there a way when we do these strip malls that we can get something like this where it shows the square footage, the year built, and the class?
For these next three, Green Mountain?
Yeah.
What were they? Green Mountain, Branson Meadows,
and the one here in Forsyth.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'll actually put in the base square footage. Try and unmuddy the waters a little bit.
Yeah, just trying to.
Thank you.
And that's one. When are we meeting on those? The 18th?
I think the 21st.
21st.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know which one? Oh, that's 41.
Can we get them moved to the morning since they're in person?
I'm sorry?
Can we get that moved to the morning since they're in person?
Which one?
That's Tim.
Tim? I don't know.
For the 21st.
Can we move Tim to the morning?
We might possibly like this today, Tim. We've got, I don't know if on the 21st we could get you in here like at 11 o'clock or something like that.
Can we keep our in-person in the mornings? Is that okay? That's Monday.
Oh, we can't. Well,
we can't
then
do it. Yeah, 1 is fine. 1 o'clock, yeah.
Sure, I think I was originally scheduled for the morning, but then when we realized the county commission
right.
was
So, yeah, one, if you could be here at 1, we could probably, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, you said, the note I just got was on BOE 41 that he's not available till 1.
I leave him a note, too.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, you got two notes.
There's two.
You wanted to make sure you knew.
Well, you know, I'm old. I need that kind of reminder.
What's the note?
BOE 41.
Okay, it's clear that it's the Chateau.
Yeah. 7, they're available at
1. At 1.
All right, well, that gives...
That's better than 345.
It is better than 345. I'll try to call Mr. Davis again.
Okay.
BOE 42. Mr. Davis, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. I know we got you scheduled this afternoon, but we'd, if possible, we'd like to take you up a little early. Would that be possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Your appeal is a classification issue?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it my turn?
I'm certainly going to let you talk. I want to ask a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Is this property in a nightly rental program on occasion?
Yes.
Okay. But I think it also said on there that you're actually using it as a residence?
Yeah, it's my personal residence and my only residence. I did this a couple of years ago.
So on occasion you...
I'm going to be out of town. Like right now I'm in Kansas City. I'll put the thing out there at a high enough price that it makes sense.
Okay.
All my clothes, valuables, weapons, everything are locked up.
Did you say that you had been in front of us before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years ago.
Did we classify you as bed and breakfast?
Yes. Took me to bed and breakfast, which took me back to residential.
Okay. And because there were some nightly rental postings, this got put up back on?
And because he threatened the appraiser. So since we couldn't actually document the property... We put him back, so he needs to come back before you.
Okay. As far as the, you know, I'm going to leave that to you between you and the assessor's office. But as far as this property goes, Mr. Davis, I just want to make sure because we're obviously we're broadcasting live on the internet or whatever. But this is a property that is. Used by you as your residence and occasionally rented out, and I think last time that we determined that you would fall under the bed and breakfast exception in the statutes and that you would be back to residential. Is there anything else from the assessor's office on this other than that?
Please don't threaten my guy with a gun.
Well, anyway, I'm going to let you guys talk about that another time. Today, I just want to focus on this, and that is, if it's residential, I would make a motion to classify it under the bed and breakfast exception and classify it as residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision within a couple of days out, and we'll I don't know if it'll be back on the docket. If you don't use it as a residence and you do put it in a nightly rental program, that would change it. But as long as it's your residence, then it'll qualify under this exception. Okay?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Now, I couldn't hear somebody else a while ago, and you said we'll talk about that later. What was that topic?
Okay. Apparently, there was an incident with respect to the people that were coming out to the property to try to inspect it. And there's some concern there that there was a threat involved. But this is the Taney County BOE, so I'll leave that between you guys, but obviously I hope that's not the case.
No, there was no threat involved. The guy came out because I got a ring camera, and he said he didn't need to come in the house. I was traveling at that point, and I'm like, well, you're not coming in the house.
Okay, so it was a Ring camera?
Huh?
Oh, okay. All right.
So then I got a letter saying, hey, it'd be easier if we did this in person. I called, and they're like, hey, here's just what we need to do. And I explained to them. I'm like, I had a guy tell me he didn't need to come in the house. He didn't have any ID. And he said, man, he should have a badge. He should have a vest. I'm like, yeah, he had none of that. So they sent somebody out, and...
Okay.
I would like to have my person who is out there put on record.
Guys, we're not in a trial on this. If somebody wants to file something, you can go to the authorities.
But this is a veteran.
But this is not a... This is not a trial on this issue. We're here for this, and it's been okay. Anyway, I'll let you guys deal with that, but that's to answer your question of what the comment was about. We've reduced it down. You'll get a decision in a couple days, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Susan, I understand your concern, but this is not the place for it right now, okay?
Well, and again, I stood up for him.
I mean, if somebody feels they've been threatened, then they need to go to law enforcement.
And they can't do that.
Understand. All right. This next guy said we only do it at 1 o'clock, and so I guess do we have any other ones besides the 1 o'clock?
I think
we've got some back here on BOE 61, page 4. I'm going to try these. This guy again. This is in Denver.
Are you doing 61? Yeah.
Hi, Mark. This is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. I know we got scheduled later, but we would like to see if we couldn't take you up early, if that'd be all right.
Hey, David. I wanted to take your call because I saw you guys had called earlier. I'm about to hop on another call here in 2 minutes. Is there a way for me to give you guys a call right back as soon as that call's over?
We can possibly wait, but I also probably can get you done in about a minute. What? Yeah, there's no way for you to call in. We'd have to call you back. But basically, is this a unit that you put in a nightly rental program here in Taney County?
Correct.
Okay, and do you only own this one property, or the owners only own one property?
Correct.
Okay. What we've been doing on these is if you just own one property that you put in a nightly rental program in Taney County, we give you a mixed-use classification on the first one, a 25% commercial, 75% residential. And any other properties that might be acquired and they're put in a nightly rental program, they would be 100% commercial. Knowing that, could we go ahead and make a motion to classify you as mixed use on this one?
Yes, that works for me.
Okay. And there's not a valuation question in this, there's just classification. All right. I would make a motion on BOE number 61 that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and I thank you very much for owning Taney County and taking this up early with us.
Fantastic. Oh. Thanks so much for the call, David, and for making this quick.
Thank you. Take care. Good luck on your call. Bye-bye. All right. I will try the Vineyards, which is BOE 55.
Is this going to be another valuation?
I don't know. Is there a valuation question on BOE 55?
I don't see it on there, but they've been...
In other words, do you need to table this again, or do we know?
I only see classification.
Okay, let me see what I can do then.
Okay. Yeah, only classification.
This might help.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know we've got you on the docket for this afternoon, but we're hoping we might be able to take you up a little early.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Sounds great. I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
Sammy Dean Turner.
Sammy. Sammy, is this the only property that you all own in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. And you occasionally put an